Lao Tzu said the second thing that everybody, historically, everyone has believed in is that we are connected to that world that is never changing, that it is a part of us. We live with it. It's within us. So that these two qualities, when I look at one of the great letters I ever received in my life, I want to share this with you. It's written by, because I've never met this guy, and maybe, just maybe, he's going to watch this show someplace. He wrote it to me on the 11th of September, 1986. It's actually written to by a teacher in Arkansas, in Crossett, Arkansas. Her name is Gail Thomas. The letter goes like this. She says, "Dear Dr. Dyer, as a class assignment, I ask my gifted, talented students to write about something in our gifted class. My idea was that they would write about some of the material we had covered during the first week." She said, "I do give the children a certain leeway with my direction, but I was completely taken by surprise when Ronnie Terrell, a fidgety boy in my last period class, wrote this jewel. I had your book, The Sky's the Limit, propped up on my chalk tray, and apparently this is what caught Ronnie's eye." She said, "I've seen you many times on The Tonight Show, and I felt that with your sense of humor, you would love this." This is Ronnie Terrell's impressions of the class after looking at my picture for 1 week. He says, "Dr. Wayne Dyer is slick-headed. His barber was probably drunk, or he was caught by an Indian." And then he has this wonderful line that only a little twerpy kid like I was at one time, sitting in the back row, could write. He says, "I wonder if flies slide off of his head." He said, "Maybe he was once a magician and he did a disappearing act and he came back, but his hair forgot to." "Poor man," he says, "his wife used to give him head and shoulders, and now she comes home with mop and glow." And he goes on and on. Ronnie Terrell, right? But he speaks to something that is very relevant, and that is this whole idea that everything that we see in the physical world is changing. I was giving a talk not too long ago in Baltimore, and I was sitting just jotting down a few things that I wanted to talk about that evening. And there was a mirrored wall right next to me. The whole wall was mirrored. And I was feeling really great. I had just run about 10 miles, and I was just feeling really up and terrific. And I was had a nice big audience coming that night, and everything was just really great. And I looked up over at the wall, and then I looked down again, and then I looked again real fast. Have you ever done that where you look in the mirror and you say, "Who is that in there?" And I looked down and I looked in again. And then I stopped and I put my pen down and I started staring at this face that was looking back at me. And I said, "There's an old man in there renting my face." That's not me. You see, the part of me that is in here, that has been watching this, that has been observing this, that has been noticing this, has never aged and never does. It never can. I remember one time I was out running when we were on the road, and my wife was with me, and I had been running for a couple of hours and early in the morning, and it was a real beautiful, crisp morning, and she waved at me, and she said, "Come on, we're going to have breakfast or something," and I stopped running, and I ran across this field, and there was a fence. The fence was about this high, and I ran up to the fence, and I hurled over the fence. I just jumped over the fence, and she looked at me, she said, "You can't do that." I said, "Do what?" She said, "You're 56 years old. You don't jump over fences when you're 56 years old. You could kill yourself." I said, "I forgot." And the part of me that's in here, that's noticing, that's watching, and the part of you that's in you, watching, things are falling. You've noticed that, right? Things are wrinkling. Things are turning gray. There's a process of shifting and changing. But there's a world beyond that. And all of these great teachers speak to that world, the world that is beyond the world of the changing. And it's almost as if we have to begin to know that world. There's a famous poem by Emily Dickinson, who was one of the people I wrote about in Wisdom of the Ages.